That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, well, hour number two. My goodness, did that go by in a hurry. Rick Manning and I had some great conversation about China and the balloons and the intents and why was it that they were allowed to be able to run a balloon? We showed you some of the graph. Why was it they were able to run a balloon over the entire United States and take a pretty significant picture? And I've got some thoughts with regards to that. My grandfather was a civil engineer at Pearl Harbor right before the attack. And he was, and my grandmother, they were, and I went back and checked the records, they were moved off the island just a week before Pearl Harbor happened, along with a number of others. And I know that there have been rumors over the years about those kinds of movements. I can tell you personally a firsthand account. My dad told me stories about this when I was a kid, and I have now found the evidence of the ship log, whatever you want to call it, but that shows the passage that shows them. and that they were also in the census in Hawaii. I have the documentation of them being a part of the census, and then I have the documentation of them being shipped out of Hawaii right before the bombing took place.
Wow.
So I can tell you that for my family's sake, those are facts, not conspiracies. Nonetheless, we'll get into some of that. I also want to talk about Pretty Woman and the movie Arthur. And you're saying, what in the world? What are you talking about? Wait, I'll explain it to you next half hour. We also talked with Adrian Kubicki, who is the New York Consul General for Poland. And we had a good conversation with him about the things that are happening in the Ukraine, why that's important, why Poland has insisted that there is an important tie-in to them and their well-being and safety, and ultimately the safety of the Western world, and why. And we had a great conversation with him in the last half hour. All right. Very excited to welcome to the program, as we do twice a month here on Chosen Generation Radio, Dr. David Wormser joins us with Center for Security Policy. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Oh, it's always great to be on with you, Pastor.
Well, my. So we have a lot going on. You had brought something up right as we were getting ready to go on air regarding Israel and the judicial system and the reform of the judicial system. I think that is important. And you talked about in particular how you can see that same kind of activity taking place here in the United States, and the left being on a course to destroy our values.
Yeah, you know, it was only a year ago that we were talking here about court packing, mm-hmm. and the president was talking about increasing the number of Supreme Court justices to make an automatic majority for himself. And the only thing that stopped that from happening was two senators I don't particularly care for, but they did save the day at that moment, was Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. They didn't go along with their majority Democratic colleagues. And that then didn't happen. The reason why I raise this is, so the Israeli system right now, if you wonder why right-wing governments in Israel, conservative governments in Israel get elected, and then you still don't get real policy change, not on social issues, not on national issues, it's because they don't really have any power. And they don't have power because the Supreme Court in Israel is immensely powerful. So powerful that it essentially reviews policy and decides what does or doesn't get allowed by the Supreme Court. This wasn't always that way. This was a reform from 30, 40 years ago when the Supreme Court justice suddenly started seizing powers there by various European principles. And this is the key. It's a European concept of justice where you don't have a constitution. Instead, you have a set of principles, and those principles are the reference point to interpret law. And then, so for example, you can say for equality. Well, equality can be anything you mean it to be in many ways. And then they invented this concept of reasonability standard. So any policy right now doesn't get judged by the Supreme. They seize judicial review that way. But the problem is, it's not a judicial review of a law to see if it's consistent with the Constitution or another set of laws that are nearly a constitution. Instead, it is seeing if the law is consistent with the justice's interpretation of those lofty values, and one of which is, quote, reasonability, which means nothing. So what's happened is, they've taken that, and then they did away with what was called standing, that you can only bring a case to the court if you actually have something to gain or lose from it. So the question of justiciability, what can be judged by judge? All this is to say that essentially a law in Israel passed by the parliament is struck down because the Supreme Court justices decide we don't like it. Ministers in the government are removed because, well, the Supreme Court thinks it's unreasonable that they're a minister. They're not well qualified, whatever standard they apply suddenly. So, and then finally, they made the attorney general's office in the government, which the attorney general in a government is essentially the legal internal counsel of the government. They advise and they prosecute and they defend the government. They prosecute people the government sees as and defense. So they're prosecution and defense, and they're also just advisors, but they're never judges and jury. Well, the Supreme Court in Israel has transformed that structure into judges and jury over the bureaus in which they are. So the legal advisor in the tourism ministry is actually more powerful than the minister. He can remove the minister and he can annul any law, policy, decision, or action by that minister.
And that in particular has a lot to do with, for example, access to the Temple Mount. Correct.
Precisely.
That was what part of that issue was. So the suggestion that a place that has been sacred for followers of Torah to be able to go and pray forever.
All sorts of things. Yeah. Terrorists have been allowed to go free. And then finally, the Supreme Court decided that it basically set up, there's a structure for appointing Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court justices, all judges in Israel, that is self-appointing. They appoint their own successors, essentially. So what you have here is a completely enclosed system without any democratic control that essentially runs the country. Now, I say that because think of what happens if here the court is packed. That is what you're going to start seeing happen. And why is this? Because the left in Israel can't win elections anymore. They have not managed cleanly to win an election in a decade or more. They've lost most of the last elections over the last 2.5-3 decades. Really very little electoral pool, and the polls show they're sinking more and more, and structurally they seem to be going down because more and more Israelis are religious, more and more Israelis are traditional, et cetera, et cetera. So this is their way of keeping power, even when democracy delivers a different verdict.
I want to go back to what you just said, because I think that's very interesting. I mean, I remember many, many years ago being in, I think it's called Grove Park, but it's one of the places where the monarchs go in California. And we had taken our kids there, homeschooling. We had taken them there as part of, kind of a field trip for homeschool. And we stayed at a little, kind of a little hostel kind of a thing there. And there was a main gathering area where they had, coffee and pastries and what have you. And we were sitting around, and there was a young man that was there from Israel. And I thought, oh, this is really neat. And so I struck up a conversation with him. And then we got into the conversation about religious, the influence of that. And his response to me was, no, there isn't any. We're a holy secular state, and there isn't any. God doesn't really play a role in anything going on in Israel. This was, like I say, probably 30 years ago. So there's been a huge shift, as I'm understanding you to say, over the last 30 years, where Israel has finally begun to truly embrace who she really always has been.
Yeah, there's no, the Jewish people survived through faith. They, and sticking to their faith. There are various ways in which we can interpret that faith. But the rejection of God, the rejection of faith, was not a road to survival for Jews for 2,000 years. So when the state was created, it was really a distortion to have it created by socialists who thought they could tap Jewish history, but they couldn't tap Jewish, what was really the essence. I mean, at the end of the day, Jewish rights to the land are based in the Bible, and the Bible is based in the promise to Abraham.
Yeah.
So if you reject God, ultimately you undermine Zionism.
You open the door to, you know, to the enemies of Israel who shout to the sea, to the sea, to the sea. And now you call into question Israel's legitimacy, because as you just said, Israel's legitimacy is wholly and completely founded in the historical documents that are the Torah, that are the Holy Scriptures.
Right. And so the legal structure in Israel, which is what I believe the left here is trying to create here, essentially allows a tyranny of a minority, a small minority that controls the judiciary, which in this case are the old socialist core. And I'll give you an example of how, I mean, the Temple Mount is a good example.
Let's hold that. We're going to come back. We'll give you a couple of examples with regards to how this is playing out over there. And again, tying it into what's happening over here. And then we'll get into some of the other conflict that's taking place in that area as well with Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. You're listening to Joe Generation Radio.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. David Wormser. This is really, again, you know, these efforts... Here in our country, we have three branches of government. We have an executive branch, we have a legislative branch, and we have a judicial branch. And in reality, when they first began our country, when Congress first was seated, if you go to the Capitol, and you got to find the right tour guide, but if you ask them when you go into there and you say, hey, show me the chambers, the original Supreme Court chambers, and they're going to take you to a little tiny room right off the floor where Congress used to sit. And the reason that they were in there was so that members of Congress could slip off the floor and sit in there and monitor what those judges were doing. Because our founding fathers understood that a radical judiciary would essentially turn our country into an authoritarian or dictatorial entity, and it would destroy our constitutional republic. And so they weren't given their own building. They weren't given any of those props. Their whole job, their only purpose, was to interpret the Constitution and determine that those things that the Congress, the legislators were passing, and that the executive branch was doing followed the full intent of the Constitution. And David, this is your concern, as you're expressing, relative to why the reforms in Israel, because we've lost that. We have lost our moral compass. We have an administration that is propagating absolute and complete and total perversion upon our children, upon our culture as a whole. But this isn't this began with Clinton. You could go back to 92 and Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and that whole scam and what took place there. I'm sorry, I'm ranting on, but I think there's a tie-in to what you're saying and why there's this absolute rejection of Israel having found its real identity in God and in its religious and biblical purpose and its biblical reality.
And historical, too.
Historical. And, I'm sorry, that was a word, yeah.
The Israeli system ultimately is a British system. It has no constitution. Instead, a certain precedent emerges as a constitution. And honestly, the United States is founded on exactly the same principle, because the Israelis emerged from the British system. So the United States also emerged from the British system. And the key to America is really the key to where the Israelis are going, which is the 1689 Bill of Rights, which was put in front of the crown, and the crown had to accept. And there were a couple principles. First of all, was that the voice of the people is the parliament. So you cannot, they must maintain independence from the crown. And from there emerges the freedom and democracy, essentially, in our context. And that establishes the absolute supremacy of the parliament. The second thing is it outlined all the various rights that people have. When you look at our Declaration of Independence, it's that Bill of Rights. It's saying you violated X, you violated Y, you violated Z. So therefore, we have an inherent right based on your own law to revolt. Mm-hmm. And that law ultimately is anchored to God, because it starts with we are endowed by our creator.
With unalienable rights. Yeah.
The British system was similar. So that's what the Israeli system is trying to head toward. But the parliament, there's the judges, the rule of the judges, the tyranny of the judges, which for those of the listeners who read Plato, this is philosopher king. This is what led to communism. This is what led to the French Revolution. It's a government by philosopher kings, judges.
Well, and also, I just want to interject regarding the whole concept of the democracy. We've never been a democracy. We are not a democracy. Well, we're now socialist, but as a country, that was never the intent. That was the question that was posed to Benjamin Franklin. What do we have, a democracy or a republic? And they unanimously voted for us to be a republic, because as a republic you have representation.
Yes.
And that was critical to understand, that these legislators were supposed to be representatives. And that's why I set it up with the idea, again, not just the idea, but the fact that judges' only job was to make sure that the legislation and the executive branch followed the Constitution, period.
And they answer to the people ultimately in a more indirect way, because the president chooses them and the Congress confirms. Mm-hmm. But still, that means over time they reflect the will of the people too.
Yeah.
So that the people won't start, the judges can't go way off and start saying, well, this is how you inter-, you know, when the Constitution says that the dogs have four legs, that they can't say, well, four legs could mean eight legs or 23 legs or six legs or one leg. You know, there's a limit, because there is ultimately even democratic control over the judges.
So let's take our quick break. Dave is not going to go anywhere. He will be back with us for this next segment. Because this again, you know, and this is what's happened here. Obergefell, the marriage decision, Roe v. Wade being overturned was really a result of the justices finally waking up and coming to their senses and just simply saying, hey, constitutionally, we're not legislators, and that's what we have been doing. We've been legislating here at the Supreme Court from the bench, and that is not the intent of the Constitution. Back with more after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy, is with us. We were talking in the break, and I think, again, it's so important to come back to this point. The idea of freedom and liberty, as it were, that we are honed in on, comes from that statement: inalienable rights granted by the Creator. And I didn't get into this with Adrian, but there was a Terry, I'm trying to remember now Terry's last name, but he was a part of a youth band, worship band, choir band, Terry Law, that went into Poland years ago, and they started a revival in the Catholic Church. And they got called in by the Bishop of Poland, and they thought they were going to get thrown in jail or some crazy thing. And the guy says, no, here's a letter from me to you saying that all of my churches should open their doors and welcome you. And it was that revival that led to Lech Walesa and Polish liberty from the Soviet Union. What, 40 years ago?
We would not have won the Cold War without the help of Pope John Paul. I'm not a Catholic, but he did a good thing. And he used religion. He was the Pope. He believed in, but religion was a critical force and the destruction of the Soviet Empire.
No question.
There's no way around it. And by the way, it was a critical force in maintaining our will to fight the Cold War. This idea the left holds that somehow religion is the great evil of humanity, and that more people have been killed in the name of religion. I don't know, maybe Islamist radicals are going to change that equation. But for the moment, we're facing tens of millions of deaths in the last 100 years by people who rejected religion, and they were brought down by people of faith. And religion was an instrumental, you know, those poor soldiers storming the beach of Normandy, many of them had prayers on their lips. There's no way
Absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, Hollywood has done everything it can to try to sweep that under the rug or you know, the Dirty Dozen and all these things. And that was part of what I'm going to want to talk about, you know, sometime in this half hour is, you know, the connectivity. God dropped in my remembrance the movie Arthur, right? And Dudley Moore. Okay. And then even the movie Pretty Women. But the ideas behind this is a breakdown of what was considered to be social culture, and that when you look at it and you say, oh, it's just a bunch of rich elites, actually the idea is that it was people that had a certain moral barometer. And even when it came to the reality of, you know, finance and so on, it was still, there was a group of moral barometers or an etiquette that was associated with what would be termed as high society, if you will. And the whole idea here is that Hollywood was being used as a propaganda piece to take a shot at that and to destroy morality through entertainment.
And I think we need to look at all the institutionalizations the left has done. Entertainment, news, you know, you go
education, health,
everything.
Yep.
So essentially,
and now we're talking about the judiciary, and then I'm throwing it to you. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, so what you have here is a situation where so much power has been amassed in institutions, and in where the direction here was going to go if it hadn't been saved a year ago, but will still go if there's all two branches of the legislative and the executive branch become democratic fully and with a good majority, then it will go this way, is essentially government is reduced to an advisory role. Namely, the left gets its policy structure all across society. The Supreme Court becomes legislative and starts legislating leftist law, essentially, on its own. And the government has to work within that framework. And if it does anything that crosses those ideas, it's annulled. So essentially, the government becomes nothing more than an advisory body. It works here already. In 2002, 2003, 2004, when I was in the vice president's office, that was the point that the intelligence community and the foreign service were trying to make to the president again and again, is we see reality, you do not. Therefore, you can offer up policies, but we, the intelligence community, will determine whether those are correct or incorrect policies. And how dare you think that you actually have control over setting policy. We do. And then they generate the intelligence that justifies their political stand. You see? So now the government may make a horrible decision. I don't want to raise the issue of Iraq or anything, but the government can make a horrible decision. But then it faces the American people a year later, 2 years later, 4 years later, whatever. So there's a response. So the government has to remain a representative. It will answer to the people at the end who feel they're not being represented anymore. But the intelligence community does not. They're appointed for life. These are careers. It's a job. Ultimately, they're somewhat controlled because the government can change who's head of CIA or something. But these structures are operating now independently of the control of the American people. And that's exactly what's happened now in Israel. And you have good examples where a small minority, an elite, so to speak, talks in the name of minority rights. But the minority they're really guaranteeing is themselves. Why? I'll give you an example. Religious Jews in Israel, Orthodox Jews, don't believe, if you're very Orthodox, very religious, you don't want to have boys and girls in the same classroom, distraction, etc. We had it here. There were Catholic schools that were separated, boys' schools, girls' schools, etc. In Israel, some of the religious schools do that. They have classes for boys and classes for girls. The Supreme Court decided the religious schools have to be broken down because that's a violation of women's rights. So therefore, there can be no religious schools with boys and girls. The second thing they said is that weddings, in a really Orthodox wedding, you have the same thing, which is divided. You have the bride and groom obviously together, but then there's like a little curtain.
Right.
And you can't touch each other. They said that's a violation of civil rights. If they do that, they cannot rent a room for a wedding. They literally barred it. No law. This is not anything the parliament came up with. This is simply legislation by the Supreme Court.
From the bench.
A small secular elite, mm-hmm. a minority, that has tyranny over the majority.
And here's the thing. The issue here, and the issue here being that what they're saying is, you know, you can't practice your belief system in exactly. Israel. That at the end of the day, that's what they're saying. Look, they're not saying that, you know, the people who follow these rules, who follow these beliefs, are not telling anybody else, you have to do what we do. They're simply saying, this is what we believe, and we're going to follow our belief system. If someone else does a wedding differently, handles their business differently, that's up to them. They can do that. But you're not going to ban Israel, Jewish people, traditional Orthodox Jews, from being able to follow their religious belief system. And so what the courts are, what's happening is the courts are saying, no, we're going to decide these things, not the legislators, not the executive branch here in Israel. And what you're suggesting, Dr. Wormser, and I agree with you, and this is, I was trying to find the term, but it's called substantive due process. Substantive due process, and David Chistokas, who's on with us on Wednesdays here on the program, our constitutional attorneys talked about this. There's nothing in the Constitution about substantive due process. The law schools can't even tell their students what substantive due process actually meant, but it was a process that was used whereby the Supreme Court ultimately made decisions like Obergefell and said, yeah, we don't really care what the state constitutions say. We don't care what the Ninth and Tenth Amendments say. This is the law, and we're going to make this the law of the land. Sodomy is going to rule in America. Okay? Mm-hmm. In the same way, now that you had the audacity of our House, of our Congress, to put in this new their own version of Marriage Equality Act that they just pushed through, which essentially is the destruction of our moral basis as a society. I want to bring you back. I know there's a few more things we need to talk about, so hang tight. We're going to take our break. We'll be back right after this break, Dr. David Wormser and I, and we're also going to get into some of the other upheavals that are happening in the Middle East, what's going on over there, the Iran situation, and Turkey and Erdogan as well. We'll be back with all that coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action.
through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And Dr. Wormser, we're talking about this assault really on the basic values that make our country what it is, but also the reason why we are so closely aligned with the ideals that make Israel who they are. I mean, we have the same creator, Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel has the same fundamental biblical concept of law and truth and absolutes that are what germinated America and what caused us, as you said so eloquently in that first hour or first half hour, to declare our independence from a king who was saying, no, I'm God. And we and our colonists said, no, you're not God. There is a God and you're not him. And because you think you are, now you're violating all of our God-given rights. And this is the issue we're talking about when we have an out of control judiciary, which we've experienced here and which Israel is experiencing right now. And the fight against that is because Israel is reforming. Talk about that. Talk about the connection of that to the Polish reform, and then swing that back around, because ultimately that's also the reason why Iran is freaking out right now in a way, right? I mean, they're having their own internal battle, but they're also freaking out looking, westward, if you will, and seeing an Israel that is actually finding its identity.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what worries a lot of people, the Palestinians, is as long as Israel was socialist, you could see the erosion of Jewish identity. And that gave hope in the long run that the willpower of the nation won't survive. And I think that's why people like Prime Minister Netanyahu and the right in Israel so worry the Palestinians and the Iranians and others, is because they know that if they have the will, if they remember who they are, they will have the will to win. So I think that's critical. Mm-hmm. As far as the reforms go, I mean, it's very technical, but basically the upshot of it is to strike at the appoint justices appointing themselves, to strike at the idea that legal review can be done on the basis of anything but law, reasonability, whatever else, gone.
Subjectiveness.
Yeah, and then finally, that the structures of legal structures in the executive and legislative branch actually are advisors and independent of the Supreme Court rather than agents of them. So you essentially, and then you change essentially the law, the legal structure. The last one is that the parliament can override a Supreme Court. That probably will go away. That's not okay. Because it's not really necessary if the other things are implemented.
Are in alignment.
Yeah, but the key here is really it goes back to Britain in 1689 and the idea that the people, that individuals are endowed by the Creator with rights. Those rights define the people. The people have a voice, and the representative is Parliament. Their servant, as they put it that at that point. The servant of the people is the Parliament, and that therefore the Parliament is primus inter pares, first among equals of all branches of government. And then that also, by the way, it lays down the rights, and the rights are what make a government in our tradition legitimate. Mm-hmm. Those rights are violated, it loses its legitimacy,
right.
And then the right of revolt is evoked or whatever, which it was in the Declaration of Independence.
Got it.
That's the foundation. The left in Israel is taking to the streets. They're beginning to talk extremely violently, assassinating the prime minister, shooting people who disagree with them. Lawyers are afraid for their jobs if they dare speak out. And you're talking about 60, 70,000 people demonstrating when you just had an election 2-3 months ago where half plus of the Israeli population made their voice clear. That they want reform. This election was run heavily on the issue of reform. Mm-hmm. So it's not a sleeper issue that suddenly came up.
Right, right.
They don't want democracy because they can't convince the people of what their views are. You're not going to convince an American to send their little daughter, their 15, 14-year-old daughter, to a gym where a guy who claims to be a woman can go and take a shower with her. That's just not going to fly as a majority opinion in America.
Right.
You need to have structures that make irrelevant what the majority feel.
Well, which is the reason why, here in America, you've had this, you know, this pushback against parents, right? Parents are listed as domestic terrorists because they show up at the school board meetings and they say, hey, wait just a minute. Here's the book. Here's the pictures you're showing my kid. This is pornographic material. And you're going to take this out of the school. Or I'm going to pull my kid. Those are your options, and we're watching, you know, the radicals and what they're doing, on every level and to every institution, and there is a tie-in to this because the arms of evil become your atheistic cultures like Russia. Like Iran, which is an Islamic culture, we didn't get a chance to get into this, but you know, the Erdogan situation and the fact that you have Western dignitaries that are and Western emissaries that are saying, hey, there are threats here, and they pulled in like 26 terrorists who said, yes, we're plotting to kill these people, and then right out of the other side of the mouth, but there's no threat here. So, I mean, Erdogan is throwing a fit now because the West is suggesting that there are terrorists in his country, and there are. And, mm-hmm. And I know from the Save the Persecuted Christian standpoint, I know what the Turks are allowing to happen at the Syrian border and the genocide that's taking place once again of Armenian Christians. It's horrific. We're out of time, but David, as always, so much material, so insightful. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Center for Security Policies, where you can get more or click on the link at chosengenerationradio.com and our contributors. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for its support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.